Hi and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. I'm Atiq Ahmadbhatti, a fourth generation homeopath with over 25 years of professional experience and practice in this field of healing. The Homeopathy Health Show is the online voice of homeopathy around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing, which is suitable for all ages, young and old. Every week, I invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy. Why not visit www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast button to listen to the latest episodes. So let's begin today's show here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. Hi, and welcome to the 100th episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. Woohoo! And of course, I'm your host, Atiq Ahmadbhatti. Now, over the past 100 episodes, I've had the immense opportunity to talk to so many homeopaths and health advocates from around the world. And together, you know, we've really been able to spread the message of homeopathy far and wide. In fact, I must say, through the Homeopathy Health Show on UK Health Radio, the message of homeopathy has spread to the corners of the globe. 100 episodes have brought you in the insights and experiences from leading homeopaths in their fields. And this includes, as you will recall, principals of homeopathic schools, colleges and academies around the world, as well as teachers and authors and lecturers and students, postgrads and specialists within key fields of homeopathy. It's really been an absolute whirlwind experience and a romance, I suppose you could call it. And I do take this opportunity to thank you all as the listeners of the Homeopathy Health Show, because truly speaking, without you, there would be no show. Now, as it's my 100th episode, I would ask you to please help me in my wish and objective to spread homeopathy around the world. And one of the ways that you can help me is by following me on my official Instagram account. And that's my Instagram social media account. You can find me when you type in the username like_treatslike. And this, as I've said, is my username. Now, in fact, on my Instagram, you'll see everything about the show and all the behind the scenes. So you've got episode trailers, behind the scenes footage, even some outtakes at times, messages of gratitude, special messages from my guests, which they record and send to me, dates of webinars and seminars coming up, which may be of interest to you, and also lots of plenty of bonus content. The more followers to my account means the more the message of homeopathy will spread. So please do follow my Instagram at @like_treatslike. Thank you. And also with the 100th episode, the entire week has actually been dedicated to the 100th episode celebrations. And that's a big deal. And I'm really humbled to say that I've received so many video messages from homeopaths around the world, giving their best wishes and congratulations. And you can, of course, see them online on my social media. So what is today's show about and who are my guests? Well, I have to say they're very, very special. They're special people in their own right, but they're very special to me. And I wanted to take this opportunity as the 100th episode to show my gratitude to them and really to say, with the deepest love from my heart and with all sincerity to say thank you to them for everything they have done for me and everything they continue to do. So, without further ado, as a means of showing love and gratitude, I welcome Johan Ilgenfritz, who is the CEO of the UK Health Radio Network, together with Rafaela Reeb, who is the creative director at the network. Johan and Rafaela, I welcome you to this special 100th episode of the Homeopathy Health Show, which, of course, is part of the UK Health Radio Network, which is your network. So welcome with open arms.
Thank you, Atiq. Incredible. Congratulations on your 100th show. It truly is an honor and a privilege for me, and I'm sure for Rafaela as well, to be here Thank you for the invitation. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Yes, congratulations, Atiq. 100 episodes, well done. I mean, you have enriched so many people's lives with your show, and we are so, so privileged to be part of that.
It's such an absolute honor. You know, I say every one of my guests, it's an honor to have them on, and it's such a honor to be able to speak to them and talk about so many different things. And to have you too means so much to me, because you've done so much for me, you've done so much for the show, which has made it such a big thing for homeopathy around the world. So again, thank you for that. And hey, by the way, I don't think I've ever had such a long intro to any episode, by the way. That was huge, wasn't it? That was an epic 100th episode. Don't worry to all the listeners, I won't do that every episode. This was a one-off. Until the 200th one, then it's gonna probably going to be a 20-minute one. So, hey, together we did it. 100 episodes, 115 guests, and thousands of listeners. So it's really, really good. But what's even better is that Listen Notes have ranked UK Health Radio, the UK Health Radio Network, with all the different health shows, within the top 2.5% podcasts around the world. And that's the top 2.5 out of 3,442,147 podcasts. So congratulations. But wow, that's a lot of podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it's amazing. And your show has helped put us there, Atiq. The amount of people you have reached over the last 100 shows has just been absolutely incredible. The message you've put out there into the corners of the earth is incredible. Thank you.
It's been like I said, well, I couldn't say the word. I think I've got a problem with my W's, right? But it's a whirlwind. It's been a whirlwind journey. It's really been fascinating, and so many new friendships have opened up and have been created, and so many good things are happening as a result of the show to spread not just homeopathy, but generally health and well-being around the world. And that's just the best thing that one can ask for. I mean, I'm so happy about it. So again, thank you to you for making it happen. You know, I know that we started talking in 2013, and I know that I had a show, as I said in some interviews, but it wasn't the right time. But it's amazing that, you know, many years after, when I did pick up the phone and Johan, we spoke and we had that conversation again. We always kept in touch, by the way, just so everybody knows. But just the conversation about, hey, you know, is there an opportunity to restart this show? And it's amazing that there was an opportunity, you know. And I started off asking Johan the silliest thing. I said, can I make the show 20 minutes? And he said, well, no, that's not possible. And then I said, okay, 30. He said, no, it has to be an hour. And I thought, oh my God, an hour, that's a long time per episode. And now an hour is not enough. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I need to talk a bit more, and I have to split the show into two. So yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it?
It's incredible to see, from my side, to see yourself and of many of the other presenters go on a journey with their shows on UK Health Radio. So many of the presenters start out exactly like yourself, actually quite fearful of that big hour, you know? And within months, or sometimes it's not even months, it's weeks, they already say, you know, already thinking or sending in two-part shows or that kind of thing. So yeah, it's just incredible to see, to have witnessed your journey. And by the way, when we had our second conversation and you asked me if there was a spot, I made a spot for that show. I know you don't know this, but I just believe that homeopathy should be such an important part of health in everybody's lives. You know? So that integrative approach that you and I always speak about, that using every tool in your toolbox to keep or become well, you know, or keep well. So yeah, it's been a great journey, and it's been a great journey watching you go on as well.
Watching me lose all the hair on my head. Yes. Yeah. I know. Whatever's left. I mean, I've had haircuts. I look, it's even worse.
You got more than I have, so please don't worry.
You know, it's it is interesting, isn't it? That journey. And thank you, of course, for you know, making that slot available. And it has a I tell you something really interesting was that I was in one of my first guests on the show was actually Pete Hill, who presents the D Word show on UK Health Radio. And he's been doing that for many, many years now. And he said something really interesting offline. He said, you might struggle initially to find guests. He said, but give it a few months or give it a year. And what will happen is that they'll be asking you. And you know what? And I know I've shared this with you, Johan and Rafaela, that I'm like 4 months booked up. I'm booked up until March at the moment, as we speak in November, that I've got that many guests and people are asking, they want to be on the show and they want to collaborate and to do different things and projects and whatnot. And I have to say, sorry, it's just one show per week. I you know, it's when I say March, they say, pardon? And I say, well, look, that's the way it is. And I've give them all the names that are lined up. And it's just amazing. I couldn't, and he was so right, Pete, you know, that it's difficult sometimes to cope because there's so many messages coming through. Oh, we want to be on your show. And this is what we do. And this is what we've done. And it's amazing. It's an amazing, very fortunate, blessed position to be in, because of course I'm going to get everybody on, but it's that waiting list, isn't it now almost, which is very medical, by the way. I don't know if that's a good thing. Yeah.
But isn't that just a testament to the quality of show you put out there for everybody wanting and lining up to be on your show? I think that's just a great testament for you, Atik.
It's about conversation. And I know we've had this conversation as well, where I've said that every single person on this planet has a story to tell. It's fine to, you know, everybody, not everybody, let me rephrase that. You know, we have a tendency, people generally, to judge or you know, misconceive and see what they want to see. But, you know, you just have to talk to somebody and they've all got stories. And some stories are very, very sad, but majority of stories are ups and downs of life. And that's what unites us, because we all face the same, or similar, should I say, we all face health challenges, let me rephrase it, right? You know, we all have ups and downs. We have happy days, we have sad days, we have happy times, we have sad instances or traumas in our life. But it's something to connect, isn't it? It's something that can break the ice in any conversation, you know? And that's so important, isn't it, to be able to talk to people. And I've certainly learned that over the last several years now, that everybody certainly really does have a story to tell. And just listen, just talk to them, or let them talk to you.
Yeah, that's also where our slogan comes from, you know, the world's number one talk health radio, because there are so many stories, really important ones that need to be told, need to be spotlighted. So yeah, can't agree with you more, I think.
Hey, how's that then? So the world's number one radio talk show in homeopathy on the world's number one talk health radio station, because you are the guys that made it happen. Hey, I like that. I like that. I'm gonna market that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UK Radio to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I was going to ask you, Johan and Rafaela, so people may not be aware, even though there's over, I think it's 1.5 million.
Almost 1.5.
Yeah. So yes. 1.5 million listeners to UK Health Radio. And I mean, how many shows are there at the moment? Because I find it hard to keep up. There's so many new shows coming with such amazing, interesting subjects and brilliant presenters, you know.
Yeah. At the moment, we have 41 shows. We have 48 presenters all in all, because some of the shows have more than one presenter. So 48 presenters, 41 shows. And yes, especially of late, we've launched many new shows in areas where our listeners have asked us for information on. So I know you know this, Satik, but we have two or three shows that I call magazine type shows, where more than one topic is discussed. But sometimes we just get so many questions from our listeners actually asking for a show on something that we have to dedicate a whole show to it, like as in homeopathy. So we've just launched a sleep show. We've launched an environmental show a couple of months ago, but it is absolutely incredible. It's called Lean Into Clean. So we are we've also launched a Ayurveda show, which I'm really excited about. We've had one before. This one is new. It's actually done by a ex medical doctor, NHS doctor, who's now a Ayurveda practitioner, and yeah, very interesting show. We also have quite a few new shows coming as well. We have a domestic abuse show that started about 5 weeks ago that is incredibly hard but incredibly needed. Really needed. So there are so many people suffering in their lives under that umbrella that it is just it was so needed for it to come out. And coming up, we have a show called the Purple Pound Community. It is a health and social care show. It's of course done by somebody here in the UK, for the UK, but also very important, very needed. But I don't want to take the spotlight away from all our other shows, you know, because Robert Scott Bell, he was our first show. He's been on since day one, and he continues to pump out these shows all over the world and for UK Health Radio and your show. And, you know, they're just so many. I can't begin to mention all of them, but really important ones on stress, on...
it's a lot, I know.
It's just, you know, it's just literally also self-building shows, diabetes shows, sports shows, you know, that kind of thing. So it just covers, you know, UK Health Radio has the most in-depth information on the widest range of health topics available today. I'm not talking about sites like the NHS or World Health Organization. I mean, let's be honest, you know, but as an independent radio station, as I said, we have the most in-depth information, and it goes in deep. I mean, you'll know that in your own show. In the beginning, it might have been a little bit on the top, but as soon as you get into it, it really goes deep. Mm. And radio is such an incredible medium to give information on, you know. So it's been quite a journey.
As you were talking about that, what you were just saying about the new shows and the existing shows, that's what makes UK Health Radio so unique. You know, as a listener, I'm talking, not as a host and a presenter now. It's fascinating because you've tried, and I know it's increasing, to cover pretty much every type of situation as far as health and wellness and well-being is concerned. That makes it unique because it's on one platform, which is UK Health Radio. And of course, I must say, just visit ukhealthradio.com and just have a look and listen to these shows. You'll find something for you. I guarantee there'll be something that will really take your interest and you'll think, do you know what? I want to listen to this again and again. So please do visit. But I think it's a unique model, Johan and Rafaela. It's wonderful. And it's really, I think it's with this health boom that's going on, I think it's going to become very dominant because it's a unique idea in the sense of collaborating and collecting and then becoming a universal soundboard, isn't it? It's, UK Health Radio is a foundation, isn't it? Everybody can come in and we can all talk about different aspects of our health and wellness.
Correct. Yeah. It's basically a lot of people, when they hear my story, they think, okay, so it's holistic only. But that is, you can't be... You know, our listeners must just know that it's not. It's allopathic. It's holistic. And I think the most important thing that I would like to say is it's we don't play the one up against each other. There's no sensationalism on UK Health Radio. Each show delivers the information, the best quality, most up-to-date information possible. And I think that's what, again, I like to mention the toolbox. I always say you can't build a house only with screwdrivers. You need hammers, you need saws, you need nails, you need all kinds of stuff. And people tend to do that with their health. They tend to sort of stick to one thing only, whichever, allopathic or holistic, doesn't matter. And personally, and on UK Health Radio, we look at it from an integrative approach, very important.
What Johan said as well with the versatility of shows that we have is just second to none. And I invite anybody to just have a look around on our website and see for yourself.
And also see Rafaela. Now, hey, I'm going to tell you something which is going to be breaking news, okay? Anyone would think I'm reading the news. But by the way, actually, I do that, but that's a different conversation, okay? So Rafaela and Johan have had the good fortune of knowing each other in marriage. I made that sound so formal, didn't I? Basically, look, they're married, all right? That's all I want to say.
And it's very the nicest happily. Way it's ever been said.
Yeah.
They're happily married, I have to say. And it actually reminds me of an outtake which I shared last year with Jeff Johnson, who's the homeopathic vet. I mean, he's a qualified vet turned homeopath. And during the conversation, I asked him a question and it just, you know, sometimes you say the wrong thing or it just comes out wrong. And I said, Jeff, we know that you do love your family. And he looked at me because it was video and he looked at me. He said, I said, sorry, we know you do love your family. He said, well, I hope I do. Because if I went home and I said, I don't really love you, he said, that's a totally different conversation. But then what I meant to say is you really, really love your family. And but hey, so this is just reminded me of this. So Johan and Rafaela are our husband and wife. And so congratulations for that anyway, you know. You've achieved a great deal. But hey, Rafaela hosts independently a show on UK Health Radio as Rafael Arib, and that's called Stoma for Life. So do tell us how that's going, because I know you launched that earlier this year. Is that right?
No, October last year. So it's just over a year ago.
Wow.
I just recorded my 30th show because it's a fortnightly show. So, yeah, I mean, Stoma for Life is a, well, it's something from the heart, because I'm a cancer survivor. I'm a bowel cancer survivor. So, and I live in an ostomy. And for the first, I think, 12 months, I did not share at all about what had happened to me. And obviously, being with UK Health Radio and seeing all these amazing shows, something in my life, something in my head actually triggered and said, listen, you've got to make a show out of this, because there is so much happening in the world of bowel cancer and awareness, and I can contribute to that. So, I mean, Johan, you know, lovingly said, you know, if you wanted a show, you could have just asked for one. You didn't have to go and get bowel cancer, but things that happen in life. And I was fortunate enough to have recovered extremely well, and I am cancer free, but I have so much to share and so much to, there's so much awareness that needs to be raised, because this topic is one that's, I've just realized, because my last guests were extremely young and they were diagnosed with bowel cancer. And it's something that I find extremely heartbreaking, because it shouldn't be like that. They should be heard as well. Bowel cancer does not differentiate between age or anything like that. But a lot of people still see it as a disease of the elderly, but it's far from that. And so my aim is to raise awareness, not just on bowel cancer, but also life in an ostomy. And that's how Stoma for Life came about. I mean, the name is dedicated to me living in a permanent ostomy. So I've got my stoma for life, but it also saved my life. It's my lifesaver. So, and I can only agree with what you said earlier on. It's a journey you take. And in the beginning, I felt, wow, how am I going to fill this hour? It's daunting to talk an hour about this with your guests. And let me tell you, I sometimes have to put up my hand and say, listen, the show's at an end, because we could talk forever. I've had such incredible people on the show, and we've really, I think with 30 shows now having aired, we've really raised awareness in that field, and the conversation has started, which I think is so important, especially in the cancer and also in the ostomy world.
It's interesting, you know, as you were saying that, I was just thinking that it's the shows themselves open up so many different doors, don't they? Because Stoma for Life now can become something where you could want, if you wanted to hold a forum or a seminar or a webinar or something in person in a town hall and get people together, that's the topic. It's your show name. It's Stoma for Life. It's just like me saying, which I do, the homeopathy health. I just obviously removed the show bit because that's online, right? Or on radio. So it's homeopathy health. So it's interesting because it opens so many doors to help so many people.
Absolutely. And it's actually funny that you've said that, because I've taken all of last year and did a life coaching education. I'm a qualified life coach, and I am now helping and guiding ostomates in tackling their lives in an ostomy, because a lot of people do struggle waking up from major surgery with this new type of life. And I think it's my calling to help them, because my transition, also thanks to my husband and my family, has been extremely good. And I see my ostomy as it's just part of my life now. And I want to help and guide other patients through that as well. So it has opened a new avenue as well. Yes, definitely.
You know, I was having a conversation with Johan. Johan, you remember this, a phone conversation maybe 6 months back. And people may not know, and I'm going to obviously talk, we are going to talk about this, that Johan is also a survivor of cancer. And you said something very profound. And, you know, sometimes words really, they really help to change you. And you said, well, I've been given another life, so this is my calling, i.e. UK Health Radio. And what is UK Health Radio? It's a place where people can go to listen and have things in common with other people about their health and how to fix things and how to get support and just sometimes just to hear the stories, real life stories of others where perhaps they may not be feel so comfortable doing face to face. You can do it in the privacy of your own home. You can do it while you're driving. You can do it with your headphones on. I mean, it's everywhere, right? UK Health Radio shows are everywhere. And that really meant a lot. And I'll go on from that to say that both of you inspire thousands of people around the world. And that's such a nice place to be in. I know it's a difficult thing to have gone through. Very, very difficult. I would say probably the most difficult that one can face in life on Earth. But you pulled through. And as a result, you are doing and going to continue to do incredible things. So, you know, the greatest respect to both of you for that. Thank you, you know, for doing everything that you do and for helping so many people and for giving back. And this whole thing about selflessness that you are a personification of, you know, it's very humbling just to know there are people like you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Atiq. That really touches my heart.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Love and laugh. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Johan, your journey has also been very difficult, as we've mentioned, as far as cancer. And I know you've been on a few shows, of course, on UK Health Radio and other platforms talking about it. But just for this episode, certainly, if you could just maybe just share some insights and that journey and how it has really made you such an incredibly stronger person than when you went in.
Yes, gladly, Atiq. I think to connect to what you've just said, what we spoke about on the phone, unfortunately, it's not from me, it's from Mark Twain. But he said that there are two important days in every person's life, the day you're born and the day you find out why. And this was truly, I know it might even sound corny. It sounds corny to me already because I use this so often, but it really was the case when I was diagnosed. Not exactly when I was diagnosed, but in that time afterwards and through my journey, this has really become quite apparent that I now know why I'm here. Why I'm on this planet. As you know, I used to be a fashion photographer, so I'm not a health professional. have no desire to be one either. That's not my goal. The press here in the UK call me the curator of health expertise. And I really like that because that's exactly what I do. It's you know, we use the professionals to do the information, to give the information, to create it. So, yeah, my journey started in 2011 when I was diagnosed the first time. Unlike Rafaela, who I've never seen anybody that brave after a diagnosis, I totally fell apart. I stumbled into radiotherapy. I had two sets of radiotherapy. I came out on the other side cancer-free after that. But there was something that lingered with me the whole time. There was I had this feeling that I was being done too. You know, nobody said to me, keep on exercising. Nobody said to me, use this diet or don't diet or eat this or don't eat that. My only duty was to be there for the treatment. Mm. And somehow this stayed in the back of my head. As I mentioned, I was cancer-free. During my first post-cancer screenings, it came to light that during that time, the cancer had metastasized, had spread literally everywhere. But the important part of this was when my oncologist, I remember this like it happened yesterday, I was sitting in my oncologist's office and she said to me, Johan, it's returned, it's spread. And you have about 12 months to live, plus minus. But the important part of this was my reaction to it. As I said, the first time I fell apart, I don't know what it was actually. I think it was the time that I had spent in this already. But my reaction was totally different. I can remember hearing my own voice screaming at me in the back of my head, saying there in the office, just after she said that to me, saying, you're not going to die. Go and find another option. And that's exactly what I did. I went home. I told Rafaela that that the cancer was back. I didn't tell her that it was a terminal diagnosis. And I've been asked that question many times. And I think the only explanation for it is that I felt like if I would say it, it would become real.
Mm.
And you mustn't forget, this is vitally important. Now, I didn't think of it like this at that stage, but now, over the years, a diagnosis is just somebody's opinion. It's not carved, chiseled into stone. It's just somebody's opinion, and people sometimes are wrong. Sometimes they're right, but quite often they're wrong. And one illness, you can get three, four different diagnoses for the same person, you know. So I think that's very important. I then went and found another option. Wasn't easy. That's one of the reasons why UK Health Radio exists, because I wanted to prevent people from having to go through what I went through. You know, back in, this was 2012 then, there wasn't the internet like it is today, especially in health. Health was few and far between on the internet.
Mm.
It took me 7 of my allotted 12 months to find one little sentence that changed my life, literally, and saved it as well in the end. And the sentence is, cancer cannot survive in an oxygenated, alkaline, cellular environment. And that was, it was by a Dr. Warburg. It was a German biochemist who actually won a Nobel Prize in 1931 for these findings. You know? So what that means is that we all have a pH in our body too, actually. One, your blood pH and your pH on a cellular level. The blood pH you can't really do too much with, but on a cellular level, you can control your pH. And we all know now that cancer thrives in a acidic environment. So sugar, cancer needs sugar to survive, glucose to live. That's what it feeds on. And if you keep your body in an alkaline area, you basically starve the cancer to death, which in my case is what happened, or as I call it, forcing cancer cells to commit suicide. Because they literally do. If they don't get enough food, they literally self-destruct. That was the beginning of it. That wasn't where it stayed. It's grown and gotten much bigger than that. We now know that stress plays a very big, important role. I'm now the one that meditates on a daily basis, where pre-2011, I used to laugh at people that meditated, didn't understand it. Now meditation plays such an important role in my life, in my daily life. Just intermittent fasting becomes part of that. And of course, that's was the birth of UK Health Radio. I wanted people to just not have to search, just be able to go somewhere and find the information they need to save their lives, literally. So that is, in a very short story, that is basically, I have a mantra. I think maybe this would explain it better. I have a mantra. And my mantra is, good health is a choice. Now, I know this is a very bold statement to make, but in cancer, only 5 to 10% of all cancer-related illnesses on the planet are genetically inherited. That means that 90 to 95% we cause ourselves. And the top two culprit is nutrition and our lifestyle, toxic overloads, et cetera, et cetera. So, we cause it, we can heal it, literally. So in a nutshell, that is basically, the story. And from that, there's been, as you mentioned before, also many spin-offs. People don't know that Rafaela does the Health Triangle magazine. I mean, she's just won a prize. The Health Triangle magazine has just won the Platinum Awards 2024. So it's incredible. On my side, I've also created something by the name of the Alkaline Collective Mastermind. It's a mastermind that I have created. And part of these masterminds are people with cancer, some with post-cancer people, and some that just don't want to get it, if that makes any sense. And I'm not a coach either. This is a mastermind. I tell them what I did, nothing else. But that's just, there's so many things that happen, and you have to embrace them and you have to go with them. Like we spoke earlier about your journey. This is part of my journey. So yeah, it's just the reason why. I was asked that once. Are you grateful to cancer? And at that stage, I still had it. So it was a really difficult one to answer. But today I might even say yes, I am. It's a weird thing to say, but yeah. Maybe that's what I needed—a good old kick in the pants.
It really is a fascinating journey, but the thing I see is that it's like you went through a war, but you came out with the best possible outcome, which is not just that you're better and you're carrying on with life, but that you're better and you're able to give back. I mean, that's just brilliant, right? To be able to give back, certainly from where I'm sitting. And you mentioned a book as well, didn't you, Johan? Do you want to just mention that about while we're still on this topic as such?
Yes, it's over the years, many people have asked me to, you know, or asked me to write it, or mentioned that I should write one, and somehow just never got to it. But yeah, I've just finished my first book. It'll come out now in November this year, in November, in the current month. We're still not quite sure of the title, but it will probably be something like Cancer Cell Suicide, The Philosophy of Resnack. Really excited about that word, Resnack. So Cancer Cell Suicide, The Philosophy of Resnack, You Caused It, You Can Reverse It. Resnack is nothing more than cancer spelled the wrong way around. So a reverse of cancer is Resnack. And that is what I now call my journey, is the philosophy of Resnack, how I did it. And that is what I share with people, how I did it. And you mentioned the show. I just wanted to say one thing very quickly, is it's been so rewarding, this journey. You know, the fashion world is a very, very hostile place, if I could put it that way. And the people I have met in the last 13 years on my journey, it is absolutely incredible. And I'm not only talking about presenters, I'm talking about people, publishers, I'm talking about listeners that write to us, that kind of thing. It is such a pleasure to be where we are at the moment, you know. So I just wanted to mention that very quickly. Meeting individuals like yourselves, like the other presenters, it's an honor. It absolutely is. So
it's a different world, isn't it? Because we're all on the same journey and we all want the best outcome, and we're there to learn. There's not a single episode that has gone by where I haven't truly learned something. I've definitely learned a great deal in this one. You know, so that's what it's about, isn't it? And it's also about just keep your head down and do the best you can, right? You know,
yeah,
isn't it?
Every day.
And I find it so interesting what you said, that even now, I mean, you are a homeopath, and you still say you are learning every day. And I think that's just part of being curious and being inquisitive. And when I started the show, my cousin actually said, well, maybe this is a form of healing for you. And I thought that was strange, because I consider myself having gone through, which rightly so, is one of the most daunting times of one's life when you get presented with a diagnosis. But I actually thought I'd gone through it marvelously without having needed any healing. And yet the show in itself, even though it's a fortnightly show, through my presenters or through my interviews, I have learned so much on that journey, and you learn every day. And it's been absolutely rewarding as well from that point. So I absolutely agree with what you've said there, Atik.
And that, funnily enough, brings us to the end of the show. It's truly been an absolute honor for the 100th episode of the Homeopathy Health Show to have you, Johan Ilgenfritz, CEO and founder of the UK Health Radio Network, and Raphael Arib, creative director at UK Health Radio. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for caring. Thank you for giving back so much to people. Thank you for helping me. And I'm very, very grateful to you, without trying to get too emotional, because you've done great things for me, which perhaps I cannot express. But let's just say, without what you've done, I would not be where I am. So I'm truly honored and grateful to know you. Thank you for your faith and trust in me. And here's to the next 100 episodes.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Congratulations once again, and all the best, Atik.
Thank you.
Thank you for who you are and for everything you do, Atik.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Please do support the show by clicking follow on my socials. Remember, the more exposure the podcast receives, the better for homeopathy around the world. You can find me on Instagram by searching for @like_treatslike, and on both Facebook and TikTok by searching for @like_treatslike. So let's promote the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcast around the world together. Don't forget to visit me online at www.liketreatslike.co.uk and click on the radio and podcast tab. Here you'll be able to see all the guests that have joined me on the show so far. And of course, you can stream on demand the latest episode to your mobile, tablet or PC. Until next time, stay safe and take care.